The following is a paid program. The views and opinions of this program are solely those of the host and do not necessarily reflect those of the KFBK staff or management or its parent company, Clear Channel Communications.
And a good afternoon, a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, all the to-be mothers. Today, on the Travel Guys.
Today might be the day you qualify to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City.
We'll go on the road with our road reporter, Clayton Whitehead. He's going to take us to Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about inexpensive vacations.
All the travel news, including your ASH update.
Your what?
Your ASH update.
Oh, okay.
Coming up next on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, a king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Get your kicks out on the Route 66. Let it roll.
This is the Travel Guys Show on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano.
And I am Mark Hoffman.
Mark Hoffman is with Sports Leisure Vacations. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Last week on the show, Mark, we gave out the first clue to our contest, and you alluded to it at the top of the program. Let's talk a little bit about the contest, discuss how it's going to work, and give some folks some information, and once again, we'll also give them the first clue. So, first of all, the contest, what can you win?
The first prize, a trip for two to Hawaii or New York City, includes airfare, four nights accommodation, show tickets, all taxes and fees. The total value of the grand prize is about $3,000. Second prize, round-trip tickets for two anywhere Southwest Airlines flies. And five third prizes, tickets on Amtrak's Capital Train to San Francisco plus overnight accommodations at Fisherman's Wharf. There will be five mystery spots. The first one we are already giving clues for and are going to work on today. And as each one is revealed, if you discover the mystery spot, you'll automatically win one of the third prizes and then be eligible to win one of the grand prizes. We'll talk more about that later on.
Now, the opportunity to make your guess comes in a couple of forms. Number one, you can go to travelguysradio.com.
That's correct.
And there you click on the
Talk to Us.
Talk to Us button. It's up near the top. You'll spot it. And there you can go and make your guess. Now, the first person to guess correctly each clue will be the winner. Obviously, when you log in, it will timestamp your guess. And in regards to how many times you can enter, Mark, how's that going to work?
Once you can enter once a day. And of course, you can call us, you can enter online, and with the knowledge that some people have more than one email address, you could enter under each address if you wanted to.
There you go. The bottom line is we know we can only enter once, but since you're logging in, if you have more than one email address, then you can fudge.
If you're that excited, to go to Hawaii or New York City, you can go for it. So the first mystery spot. We unveiled last week, and we gave a couple of clues, so let's add a couple to it, and then you can see if you've got an idea of where our first mystery spot is. You could be on your way to New York City or Hawaii. The first clues. Our first mystery spot is located in North America. Our second clue that we gave last week, there were two of us. North America, and there were two of us.
There you go. And I would read the other clue, but I left my paper in the
you
other
You would. All right. The next clue is our name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was such a disappointment.
Okay.
Our name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was such a disappointment. There are two of us located in North America. 921-1530 is the number to call. 921-1530 if you think you know where the mystery spot is.
And if you're out of the area, the number is 800-834-1530. And we're going to take some guesses on the air when we come back from our first break. So that'll be a little bit of ways. But if you want to go ahead and call, because the first right guess will win. So Kendall is standing by on the phones to kind of line up the guesses if we've got some.
That's it. Or you can go to travelguysradio.com and record your guess there. And so today, got some travel news.
Travel news music.
I like that. I like that. Things in Greece were a little bit chaotic, as you might have imagined this week, with the austerity movement, and they're trying to get their finances ordered. Flights to and from Greece were grounded for several days. Trains and ferries suspended their routes in public last week as angry Greek workers went on strike to protest harsh new spending cuts aimed at saving their country from bankruptcy. Because the situation remains somewhat uncertain, those traveling to Greece over the next several days should follow events in the country closely due to the potential that violent protests could further intensify. And as I promised, an ash update. Flights to and from Iceland and Scotland are still being grounded because of the volcanic ash that is drifting south from Iceland. The two airports serving Glasgow, Scotland's largest city, were closed off and on during the last week, while flights from the Irish capital Dublin faced restrictions also. This latest disruption sends a signal that these shutdowns could continue into the summer travel season. Alert, alert. If you are headed for the British Isles this summer, this ash could be something that you're going to have to deal with. Fuel charges are coming back, maybe, perhaps. Cunard announced last week it's bringing back fuel surcharges as oil briefly closed over $86. However, as the stock market fell at the end of the week, so did oil prices, pulling back 12%. No word yet on whether the surcharge will be adjusted or eliminated. The surcharge was originally announced as $3.85 per person per day for cruises booked after May the 10th. Airlines made $7.8 billion with a B.
Was that with a B? Make sure we put in the right zero or we could crash the stock market.
And extra fees last year. The government on Monday confirmed what many travelers might have already suspected. U.S. airlines made a lot more money in fees last year. Department of Transportation said revenue from so-called ancillary fees?
Yeah, they're close enough.
Yeah.
Accidentally giving
travel
you charging
people
you more fees.
Exactly, yeah. Ripping you off. $7.8 billion with a B dollars last year, up 42% from 2008. The biggest chunk of the fees came from checked baggage. The first bag fees appeared in 2008 when oil prices soared to record highs. Besides check bags, DOT said airline fees include reservation changes, $150 a pop, pets, seating assignments, food and drink sales, pillows and blankets, and mileage sales, medicine bottles. No, that wasn't part of the
end. Oh, okay.
Delta Airlines announced yesterday it would waive the first – this is actually a good thing if you're a credit card person.
Mm-hmm.
Announced yesterday it would waive the first check bag fee if the customer used a Delta SkyMiles credit card issued by Amex. Starting June the 1st, Delta will waive the fee for up to 9 people on the same reservation. The check bag fee flight on Delta flights is $25 each way. So if you're traveling with a family – get yourself a Delta credit card, because whatever you pay for the credit card, $50, $60, $75 per year, you're going to well save that just by getting everybody on the same reservation and heading out together. It's $50 a bag round trip. Adds up quick. So that's the travel news for today.
There you go. The travel news with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And speaking of airlines and flying and all of that, coming up before the program is over, Mark and we're gonna have a little discussion in regards to the difficulty and how things are going to change and more difficult it's going to be to navigate your way through the airports.
Airports are going to be a little bit busier this summer. So after the break, we'll take some calls on our mystery spot contest. I see we've got a couple of guesses already online. Here are the clues. It's located in North America. There were two of us. Our name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was such a disappointment. A trip to Hawaii or New York City could be awaiting you. After the break, we are the Travel Guys. This is KFBK 1530.
Rush Limbaugh.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Weekdays at 9:06. News Talk 1530 KFBK.
On the road again.
We're on the road again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is the Travel Guys. Again, a happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much for taking a moment out of your day. Maybe you're on your way home from church or from brunch. Thanks for dialing in. Okay, Mark, let's go ahead and see who we have on the line to make a guess.
All right, we've got a couple of our mystery spot giving the clues again. It's in North America. There were two of us. The name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was a disappointment. Jack is on the phone with us. There, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
All right, give us a shot. What's your guess?
Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, playing off of. There's two of those. Nice try, Jack. Ah, not quite. Not quite. Thanks for the call. Terry in San Andreas, what's your guess?
Montpelier, Idaho and Montpelier, Vermont.
Montpelier, Idaho and Montpelier, Vermont. Ah, cities still. No, not that. Excellent guess. Thanks for the call, Terry, but that's not, no, not Montpelier.
This is tough.
It's tough. All right, let's give another clue here. Is that Russia I can see from here? No, but at least you're looking in the right direction.
So what are you, Sarah Palin? What?
Is that Russia I can see from here? But no, we're looking in the right direction. Our name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was such a disappointment. And it's in North America, and there were two of us. 921-1530. If you think you know what the mystery spot is, or go to travelguys.com and hit the Talk to Us button and enter your guess there.
You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and joining us once again is Sports Leisure Vacations tour guy, Clayton Whitehead. Clayton, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be back.
Well, look, today we're going to talk about places to go this summer. It's summertime. It's vacation time. And I know you just came back from a Washington trip, and one of the things we want to talk about is that trip, and also with summer coming, cheap ways to travel. I don't know if cheap, how about inexpensive? Cheap always kind of denotes that it's not quality, but you know, people know what we're talking about. Inexpensive ways to travel, to get there, to stay, and to have a good time. First of all, let's talk about your recent Washington trip. You took a tour group from Sports Leisure Vacation. What was that all about?
Yeah, I just got back a few days ago. I had 33 people, and we were in the city for 7 days, and we literally did everything a person can do. We saw the museums, the Smithsonian's, the National Galleries, the Cathedral, the Capitol and their beautiful new visitor center. We toured the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court. Still can't get into the White House, unfortunately. Since 9/11, that's still a no-no. But the rest of the city is pretty much open for business. And, of course, the great thing about Washington, D.C. is that it is a wonderful destination, especially for people that are on a tight budget, because nearly all the great museums, the memorials, the galleries, they're open for free. They're all part of the Smithsonian or our own National Museum system. So it's a great place to go on a budget, and it also gives you a good shot of patriotism.
There you go. Now, I understand there are better times to travel than others. Explain.
Absolutely. If you're looking to get the best deal in a city like Washington, D.C., you don't want to go when Congress is in session, first of all. And second of all, you don't want to go when a big convention or a big gathering is happening. Obviously, hotel rates and airfares are controlled by inventory. The more people that are going, the more people that are sleeping, the less room is left for you, and therefore the more you'll pay for it. So, you know, avoid the Million Man March.
Got it.
Avoid big lobbying events or big protests, and avoid Congress being in session, because this is going to drive up the rates. To find out about these things, you can just check on websites. There's a number of websites that serve the city. The Washington, D.C. Convention and Visitors Bureau has a particularly good one. The National Park Service, even the hotel you might be thinking about would be a good place to check on avoiding the dates when big things are happening. You go when they want the business, you're going to get the best price.
Now, let's talk about hotels, since you just mentioned that. Let's talk about picking a hotel and how you would find the least expensive, the
Absolutely.
Best deals.
Well, every brand is available in the greater Washington, D.C. area. If you're looking to save money, then don't stay on the mall. The farther you are from the National Mall, the better the price is going to be. Just across the Potomac River are the towns of Pentagon City, Crystal City, Roslyn, and Arlington. And that's where you can be really close, but really save a lot of money. The thing you want to look for is getting a hotel that's on the metro line.
I was going to say, if you're going to be further away, what about the cost of, transportation to the attraction?
Sure.
So it's the metro line.
The metro is very inexpensive, and multiple day passes are available for people that'll be staying a few days. I stayed over in Crystal City, where an underground mall links every single hotel in that particular community. And
how
they
cool.
had all brands from a Hilton and a Marriott on the upper end to a Hampton Inn on the lower end. And of course, stay at a place like Hampton or one of those great limited service chains, you're usually going to get a free breakfast, free internet, free phone calls. That adds a lot of value to your stay.
Very cool. If you're just joining us, this is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and I'm with the road reporter, Clayton Whitehead, and our topic is travel to Washington, D.C. Now, you need a car?
No. You do not need a car. In fact, a car is going to hinder you in Washington, D.C. Not only do most of the hotels charge for parking to the tune of $10 to $50 a day,
wow,
which is pretty incredible. But once you drive it to the mall, there's no place to park it there. Parking is extremely limited in Washington, D.C. So, again, I definitely recommend just staying on the metro line and doing everything you do by metro. There's very few places in the Washington, D.C. area that the underground won't get you. And for those few places like George Washington Homes, Mount Vernon, where the underground doesn't go, you can go above ground and take a bus, easy transfer, and you can still hit great places like that.
Great. Okay, so we're on our plane. We get there. We get transportation from the airport to our hotel. We don't need a car. Now it's on to the attractions. Well, what's there to see, and what's it going to cost me?
Well, I think everybody's probably familiar with the Smithsonian Institute. What many people don't know is that it's not really the Institute, but it's the Institutes. There's 18 museums that make up the Smithsonian. Of those 18, two are in New York City. 16 are in Washington, D.C., 15 on or very, very near the mall. And this includes the big favorites, such as the Museum of Air and Space, which has the original Wright Brothers Kitty Hawk flyer.
I've seen pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Is it hanging
from the ceiling.
It's crazy.
This includes the Museum of Natural History. That includes the Hope Diamond. This includes the Museum of American History, recently reopened after a multi-billion-dollar renovation and having been closed a few years. This has Judy Garland's slippers, the First Lady's dresses, huge transportation exhibit, coin exhibit. You name it, if it defines the American experience, you're going to find it there. There's also a number of wonderful museums on the mall that are not affiliated with the Smithsonian, such as our National Portrait Galleries. And then there's some private museums, many of which are also free. Perhaps most notably is the United States Holocaust Museum. Incredibly poignant, incredibly moving experience. And it's all right there on the mall. Also on the mall are incredible national memorials, one to FDR, Lincoln, Jefferson, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Washington Monument.
Now, you mentioned some are free, some are charged. How does that work?
Almost everything on the mall is free, though a couple of the places do require a ticket. And the reason for the ticket is just to control the timed entry. One of them is the Washington Memorial. It's free. If you go first thing in the morning, you just might get a ticket. But if you're willing to invest $2, you can go online and reserve your tickets in advance. You're not paying for the ticket. You're just paying for the booking service.
Got it.
The Holocaust Museum also is a ticketed attraction. Free tickets. And the reason for those is they only allow 10 people in every 15 minutes. That's not the kind of museum that you want to be in a crowd of eighth graders. You know, you want some privacy. You want some quiet. So the Holocaust Museum does that. There's a few museums on the mall I want to mention that do charge an admission. One of them in particular, though, I'll tell you, it's worth the price. We have a museum on the mall called the Newseum, emphasis on the word news, N-E-W-S. This is the museum to our First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and a free press. It's an absolutely extraordinary museum near the base of Capitol Hill, right next to the Canadian Embassy. I spent 3.5 hours there, could have spent five. A lot of interactive exhibits telling the history of newskeeping and news reporting from not just the dawn of America, but the dawn of really Western civilization. Anything you've ever wanted to know about, you can find there at one of the kiosks. I watched a documentary on Edward R. Murrow that was extraordinarily fascinating. I watched a documentary on the Bay of Pigs, on the why we don't like Cuba. You know, I'm in my 40s, but I've never been quite sure why we don't like Cuba. I watched a documentary on it there.
There you go.
As well as pop culture. Everything is there at the Newseum. I really highly recommend it. Ticket prices were about $19 for adults, but almost everything's going to have a AAA discount, a military discount, a senior discount, a family discount. So just just pull out your cards and keep working until you get a few bucks off.
You know, the listeners to this program here at News Talk 1530 KFBK, if they're listening, it's probably because this is their radio station. They're news hounds of one sort or another and would be definitely interested in the museum.
That's a road reporter, Clayton Whitehead, with some ideas of inexpensive things to do while you're visiting Washington, D.C. this summer.
And when you're in Washington, D.C., you're going to be close to a lot of other great destinations. And Clayton's going to talk about that later on. Right here on The Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
And after the bottom of the hour, we're going to come back and talk to you about some ways to navigate airports this summer. This is really important information. We're trying to give away a trip to Hawaii or New York City in our mystery spot contest. Just a review of the clues again. It's someplace in North America. There are two of us. Our name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was such a disappointment. Is that Russia I can see from here? No, but at least we're looking in the right direction. Julie in Sacramento is on the line. Julie, where do you think we're talking about?
Nome, Alaska.
Nome, Alaska. That's an interesting guess. Sorry, Julie. No, Nome, Alaska is not the mystery spot. Ouch. Let's give them another clue here, shall we?
All right.
I think this will help some. This is not a fair weather destination. At least it wasn't for its name's sake.
This is not a fair weather destination. At least it wasn't for its namesake.
There are two of us located in North America. Was first a disappointment. Is that Russia I can see from here? Those ought to be some clues. Give you an idea. 921-1530 if you think you know the mystery spot.
And if you're out of the area, it is 800. Hold on a second. I have it here somewhere.
834.
834-1530.
Yeah.
By the way, must be 21 or older. No purchase necessary. All details and contest rules at TravelGuysRadio.com.
And you can also enter your guess at TravelGuysRadio.com. We'll be right back after the break with an airport update for you. This is KFBK News Talk 1530.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 9 till noon. News Talk 1530. KFBK.
On the road again.
This is the Travel Guys. We are News Talk 1530 KFBK, and a happy Mother's Day. Somebody had to work on Mother's Day, and it turned out to be yours truly, and of course the major host of the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman of Sports Leisure Vacation.
Woo! The major host. I like that a lot.
Major host.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time I've been major of anything. We have initiated the mystery spot contest this weekend. You are trying to help us figure out where the mystery spot is. There will be five of them. Each person who guesses a mystery spot will automatically win an overnight package to San Francisco, and you'll be eligible to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City or a couple of round-trip tickets on Southwest Airlines.
And in short, by the way, how this is going to work is after we have our five winners – we will also award one, I guess you might want to call it, wild card winner.
From our online guesses.
And then those six contestants will join us here at the radio station, and we're going to have a little game show, Travel Guys
Travel Trivia.
Yeah, off.
That's very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trivia off.
Exactly.
And that's how it's going to go. So if you are a winner, and if for the heck of it, you want to be able to brush up on your travel trivia, and there's a good chance that some of the stuff that will be in the final contests will be stuff that's on this radio show.
It's been on this radio program. All right, we have an entire phone bank of folks who are waiting to guess. Let's run down the clues once again. It's located in North America. There were two of us. Our name could be somewhere else. After all, the first place was such a disappointment. Is that Russia I can see from here? No, but at least we're looking in the right direction. This is not a fair weather destination, or at least it wasn't for its namesake. Art in Elk Grove. What do you think the mystery spot is, Art?
I'm going to say Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, a good guess based on the fair weather clue, but I'm afraid not. Thanks for the call, Art. Robin in Elk Grove. And you there, Robin?
Probably.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Juneau, Alaska.
Juneau, no. Nope, all in Sarah Palin country. And to John and Chris and a couple others who have guessed Fairbanks, we have a whole lot.
You know, it just dawned on me. See, now we knew that that next guess was going to be.
Was going to be Fairbanks.
Yes, and yeah. she jumped to
Juno.
So you know.
You can go to travelguysradio.com to enter your guess. And,
but as Mark was about to say, the next five calls were all also Fairbanks.
We're all Fairbanks.
So we want to thank all of those callers for their guess, and perhaps it will be time for another clue.
We'll have one more for you before we go off the air here.
And perhaps that will be the one that'll maybe push you over the top there. Okay, Mark, we talked earlier and we teased this, and so let's get to it. Things are going to change a little bit from what, according to you, and we know you know a lot.
Well,
because you travel how many miles?
I'm through airports all the time. I was in Denver several times last week. Went back for a graduation. Shout out to Ryan and Ryan Quinn and Chris Galloway of the Sports Leisure Vacation staff. Who both?
Yeah.
Both got their walking papers from CU this weekend.
Fabulous.
So it's always an exciting time in anyone's life, and it was a thrill to be able to be a part of it. But I'm reminded as I go through airports, and Denver is a very busy airport, as I come back to Sacramento, and the airport out there, our good ladies Gina and I'm forgetting Betsy from the airport who come on and give us the updates. We're going to have to get a hold of them again and have them on the next program because the airport in Sacramento is a mess. There is no parking for long-term parking for Terminal B any longer. There is some daily parking that is rather arduous to get to. Otherwise, you're parking in the garage or the area adjoining it or in the long-term parking if you're familiar with the airport. What this really means is that if you're going to the Sacramento airport, please do everybody a favor and add 20 minutes to whatever it is that you think it's going to take you. Add 20 minutes because if you have to change terminals, take an extra shuttle bus, the bus is having to make a few extra stops. It's going a little longer. It's making the whole process a little bit more complicated. So I would really encourage people to allow in every airport a little bit more time. Security lines are longer. The guys are the TSA people are not just signing your boarding pass anymore. They are looking at the name. They're looking at your face. They're looking back down at the boarding pass. All that takes a few extra seconds for each person to pass through. And it's slowing down the process a little bit. I think it's making us a little safer, so that's a good thing.
There you go.
But so I'm not against any of this, but it will really help if people, particularly if you're traveling with a family or something like that and you haven't been to the airport in a while, you've got to give yourself enough time so that you can get there and not have your vacation start in a catastrophe.
Now, that and you were talking about those that in parking and parking lots and so forth. This would also be for those that are going to be dropped off as well to allow that extra 20 minutes. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. And if you're going out to the airport to pick somebody up, there's a cell phone lot.
I've used that. I really like the cell phone lot idea. I got tired of circling and running my gas tank empty around in circles, wondering when they're actually going to show up.
Well, it's not very green.
No,
and plus, it's
not
very efficient. Not to mention the fact that while you are parked, you can text and call on your cell phone, which you can't legally do while you're driving.
You know, there are some people, and I had one in my car that day, and I says, well, I think I'm going to go park in the cell phone lot. And they said, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. And so, in the fact that also with the incidents that we've had, the Times Square thing, the airport, the guy who tried to blow his privates off and all this, they're being a little more strict out at the airport about how long – about parking cars there and things like that. So you've really got to be able to allow yourself to get to these adjacent parking areas, walk over and meet the people at your meeting or have some kind of cell phone communication. It's really critical. And when you're in foreign airports – and I don't mean overseas. I mean New York City or Denver or Missoula or something like that. Don't assume that you're going to automatically walk through the door and walk through security instantaneously because that's just – I'm telling you, I've been all over the place in the last – and the summer travel season has not started yet. So when it starts, it's going to be a little bit of a crunch, and it's just going a little bit slower, and people have got to allow themselves more time. Also, some of the major airlines now, because they're using all these regional jets, for example, United in Chicago used to all be in two terminals. So even no matter what your flight connection was, you were going – either in the same terminal or next door. Now the regional jets are two terminals away. So a 40-minute or a 45-minute connection in Chicago is a disaster, whereas it used to be a piece of cake. So when you're looking for flight schedules, you want to look for something that gives you a little bit more of a margin for error. I like to have an hour and a half to 2 hours for a connection. I know I can do it in 30 or 40 minutes, but if my flight is late, there's some kind of complication, maybe I want to get something to eat, I need to use the restroom, then I've got time to be able to do those things, and it doesn't turn travel into such a stressful situation, which reverberates on the people around you and only creates a more stressful situation. Does that make any sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. By the way, this is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Mark, before we go, you got a couple of contests?
We got a ton of them here.
Hold on a second. I'm going to have you give me a short one on this, okay? And then we'll jump to those. We were talking earlier about traveling and airports and so forth. You also mentioned something about when you're getting ready to book an airline flight and you're comparing prices, to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. What does that mean?
Well, you've got to be very careful now because of the fact that on site, for example, United Airlines on their site used to give you a fare that was inclusive of all the taxes and everything. That was the price. Now it says plus additional taxes. So until you get a little bit into the reservation process, you don't find out what the cost of that ticket really is. The other thing you really have to take into consideration is that Southwest is not charging for bags. JetBlue is not charging for the first bag. The first bag is $50 on any other airline. The second bag is pretty much also $50 round trip. So that's $100 for two bags if you're flying Southwest, $50 if you're flying JetBlue, difference in the airfare. And I mean, that's a significant – if you're traveling with a family and you've got 7 or 8 suitcases, that's a significant amount of money that you can save. You can save a whole airline ticket just to the luggage charges.
There you go. So apples to apples and oranges to oranges.
And one other quick thing I wanted to mention. You've got to anticipate delays. You've got to anticipate the fact that you may not get where you're going when you expect to. You know what I say? Take the two things that are most important to you in your life if you were stuck with without them and put them in your carry-on bag. To me, it's clean underwear and a toothbrush.
There. And in a lot of cases, people's medications.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We are trying to give away a trip to New York or Hawaii.
Or to a location of your choice through Sports Leisure Vacation of comparable value. Is that correct?
You can use your $3,000 prize to pick a Sports Leisure Vacation if you like. And I've got a whole phone board here, so let's take a few guesses before we go to our break. Nikki is in Elk Grove. Nikki, where do you think the mystery spot is?
Seward, Alaska.
Nice guess, Nikki, but I'm afraid not.
Okay.
Larry in Roseville, where do you think the mystery spot is?
St. Petersburg.
Want to give me a state?
Well, in Florida.
Nope, not St. Petersburg, Florida. Thanks for the call, Larry. Kurt in Rockland, you're up next. What do you think the mystery spot is?
Yes, sir. I think it's either Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Maine.
Got to pick one.
Well, Portland, Oregon.
No, afraid not. And I'll give you a bonus. It wasn't Portland, Maine either. Tom, did you have a guess, Mr. Romano?
No, I'm not allowed to guess because I can't win because I work for Clear Channel.
Jan's in her car driving to Chico. Jan, what do you think?
Wasilla, Alaska.
Ah, she's playing off of the Sarah Palin thing. No, I'm afraid not. Nice try. Catherine is on a cell phone. Catherine?
Hi. Is it Little Diomede Island?
Little Diomede Island. Where is Little Diomede Island? I'm a travel guy, and I've not heard of that.
I don't know. My dad told me to call in and say it.
Well, tell Dad he wasn't right.
Okay.
But it was a good shot. And let's take one more here. Don in Citrus Heights, what's your best shot?
How about St. Lawrence Island?
St. Lawrence? No. Nope, all good guesses. All right, let's give folks one more clue here.
Okay, here comes.
Then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to talk to Captain Jeff Behrens up in the San Juan Islands. And here comes your mystery clue contest. I think this will help people a lot. Our fellow countrymen thought so much of our achievement, they've made it into a national park. Our fellow countrymen thought so much of our achievement, they've made it into a national park. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Give us a call, and you might be headed to Alaska or New York City. You're listening to the Travel Guys radio program. I'm Mark Hoffman with Tom Romano right here on KFBK News Talk 1530.
And away we go to meet up with Captain Jeff at the San Juan Islands. Just a moment.
On the road again.
News Talk 1530 KFBK. Happy Mother's Day. It is the Travel Guys radio show with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. I'm Tom Romano, and Mark, do we have the captain on the line? No, we lost the captain?
You never can tell if we have the captain on the line. Let's take some we've got some a number of guesses here in our mystery contest, and we've taken some online. Valerie, no, Disney World was a good guess, but that's not correct. Patricia guessed Mount Rainier National Park. No, Moscow, Idaho was another guess. And here's one from Brad who says Washington State, based on Lewis and Clark, Cape Disappointment, and Washington, D.C. No, none of those are correct. And so let's go back to the phone lines here and take a few more guesses, and then we'll see if we can connect up with Captain Jeff. Nora and Chico. Nora, what's your guess for the mystery spot?
Is it Mount McKinley?
Is it Mount McKinley? No. No, nice try. They're still hanging around up in Alaska up there. Mike in Sacramento, what do you think?
Kodiak, Alaska.
Nope. Nope, they're still around Alaska. They're still around Alaska. Let's see here. We've got Robin in Elk Grove. How about Monica? Here we go. Robin in Elk Grove. Are you there?
Yes. Victoria Island in British Columbia.
Victoria Island in British Columbia. No, you're getting closer, though, Robin. Thank you. All right, we'll take some more guesses in just a moment on the Mystery Spot contest. 921-1530 if you'd like to get online. And joining us online now, all the way from the San Juan Islands, live, is a man known around sports leisure world as Captain Jeff. He is Captain Jeff Behrens. Howdy, Captain Jeff. How are you today?
Well, I'm great, Mark. It's a beautiful day up here in the Canadian Gulf Islands. We just stepped across the border, so I'm calling you from international waters. How's that?
Wow. When you say stepped across the border, I assume you mean in the boat.
Well, actually, I guess we boated across the border. That's correct.
Jeff is, for those of you who are not sports leisure vacations aficionados, Jeff has a private boat ship that he has reconfigured, has cabins on board so that you can go on your own private cruise. And Jeff, right now you said you're up in the San Juan Islands area, and where are you headed?
We're heading for Southeast Alaska. We're starting a little 15-day adventure, meandering and kind of gunk-hauling it. They call it gunk-hauling, making our way bay to bay all the way up the Inside Passage and kind of exploring as we go.
And what are some of the places that you're visiting on this trip to Alaska?
Well, we've stopped in Friday Harbor for an evening in the San Juans, and then we're going to spend a couple of different stops on Vancouver Island. There's a little community called Nanaimo, B.C., which I think you've probably been to, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. And you're not too far from, I want to say, is it Coatesville where the goats are on the roof?
I think you're right.
Little country market.
Where... I'm always on the boat, but I think you guys go there when we drop you off. And then we'll go a little further up to Campbell River, which is known for great salmon fishing and such. Pick up a little fresh fish, I think. The chef has a plan there. And then kind of a lot of little hidden hideaway spots, little anchorages and waterfalls and such along Vancouver Island as we make our way north towards Alaska.
Now, Jeff, you and the Island Spirit, which is the name of your vessel, make journeys like this all throughout the Pacific Northwest year-round. I know Sports Leisure Vacations, for example, has a trip scheduled with you in the fall of this year on the Columbia River. And so besides Alaska, Puget Sound, the Columbia River, you're all over the place in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, we like to stay busy. You know, it's always important to keep the crew gainfully employed. So we do our adventures throughout the San Juan Islands. Then we'll spend the bulk of our season in Southeast Alaska between two little places called Petersburg, kind of a fishing village, islands, glaciers, bears, and over to Sitka, Alaska. And then when the fall comes in, we'll have your gang aboard for a little 8 or 9 day journey up the Columbia River, so to speak.
Captain Jeff, Tom Romano, I'm Mark's co-partner here. Look, I, of course, know nothing about your boat, and in my head I'm trying to imagine what it looks like and how big it is, and I don't know, the Jaws and the boat, the Orca, whatever is in my head. Straighten me out here. What size boat do you have, and what kind of accommodations are going on there?
Okay, well, if you took the boat from Jaws and you made it, oh, maybe four times longer, made it two or three times taller, and you put in a really comfortable living room with a pastry chef working in the galley.
Oh, yeah.
You'd start to envision our little cruising bed and breakfast, if you will.
Tom, I want to tell you that I've been on the ship with Jeff, and it's a favorite of our clients for many years, because when Jeff goes out, everything is included: the shore excursions, the food, the evening cocktails, the narration. Everything is inclusive. Our clients always rave about it. Jeff, if folks are interested in traveling with you on the open seas, you have a website.
Yes, sir. It's an easy one. It's called smallalaskaship.com.
Smallalaskaship.com.
Jeff, I can call it Sports Leisure.
That would be an idea too. Jeff, good luck to you on your sails.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity to say hello. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll check in with you again later on in the season.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
All right, Jeff Barron's with us from Alaska.
That's very cool.
We're gonna like to do that. Yeah, we got one more break.
I'm leaving now.
We got one more break to take care of, and then we've got a bunch of folks on the phone who think they know the location of our mystery spot. We'll come back and run through a few more of those, see if we can give away our trip.
Happy Mother's Day. This is the Travel Guys. News Talk 1530 KFBK. The Travel Guys on the radio. News Talk 1530 KFBK. We've got lots of guests on our contest, so let's go to Mark and run down a few of them, see if we can get ourselves qualify our first winner.
And let's take some of the online guesses and tell some of the folks who have made them. Brad, no, Cape Disappointment is not it. Robin thinks that it's Vancouver, Canada, or Vancouver, Washington. No, Linda had the same guess. So Vancouver, Washington is not the correct guess. Let's go to the phones here and see if we can find somebody who's got the right one. Ron in Sacramento, what do you think the mystery spot is?
Denali.
No, not Denali National Park in Alaska. Nice try. Chris in Penn Valley, you're up next.
Hey, I'm thinking it's the Busch Gardens in Victoria.
No, you all are getting closer. You've come down from Alaska. You're getting closer. Karen in Nevada City, what do you think the mystery spot is? Are you there, Karen?
Hello, Karen. Come in. Oh, you're.
Yeah, Karen's cell phone is playing tricks on her. Let's go down to Tracy in Sacramento. Karen, your guess was not correct. Tracy in Sacramento.
Yes, my guess was Salem, Oregon.
Salem, Oregon. Tracy, I'll tell you, you are the closest of any guest so far, but you're not correct.
Oh.
Now remember, you can go online to travel. TravelGuysRadio.com and guest there as well.
That's exactly right. Between now and next and our next program, you can go and we'll post all the clues there after the show, and you can go there. You can guess once a day per email address, and whoever has the time dated address that is the soonest will win the first mystery spot, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks with another one. We can tell folks that it is not Vancouver, Washington. It is not Sitka, Alaska. That's two of our folks online. And thanks to all the folks who have called in and taken a shot, but nobody has picked the first mystery spot yet.
All of the clues from the very first one through number six, which the last one, our fellow countrymen thought so much of our achievement, they've made it into a national park. All of the clues will be on the website for you to take a look at and do the math. All righty. Let's see. Next week on the Travel Guys show, it's going to be all about Oregon. If you're interested in traveling to Oregon anytime in the future, this is the show that you're going to want to tune in to. Mark, do you know who some of our guests might be?
We're going to cover our subjects. We're going to cover a wide variety of things in Oregon because of the fact that the economy is still a little bit tight and people are doing what we created last year, the new word staycation, to our vocabulary. And so we're going to take folks on a staycation in Oregon. We're going to tell you how you can go hot air ballooning and fishing and kayaking and all kinds of go in search of covered bridges. All of that next week it's all about Oregon, our staycation show.
Two weeks.
And next week,
it's Ed Outland with Aging with Dignity show, which is here every opposite week that we're on. And, of course, we invite you to stay tuned for the Grape and Golf show with Ed Crane and family.
If you are online, we'll take your guests online for the mystery spot. We'll see you in 2 weeks. This is Mark and Tom. We're the Travel Guys on KFBK News Talk 1530.